What is the Harmony Alliance?
The Harmony Alliance is one of six national women's alliances. We have been waiting for a very long time to actually get a specific alliance that gives voice to migrant and refugee women across the country. It's now funded by the federal government, and we are part of a broader women's alliance, but we are here to say that as migrant and refugee women, our issues, our communities are different, and they're deserving of just as much national attention as any other issue in Australia.
How did this Harmony Alliance come about? What was the need that you, or the needs that you identified to start this organisation?
We keep seeing statistics about violence in the home. We see statistics about health issues. We see statistics about homelessness. But it seems these statistics assume that we are all white, Anglo-Australian, and that we don't have differences in our lived experiences. As migrant and refugee women, we know that solutions to family violence require a whole-of-community approach. We have a different understanding of the importance of family and how family operates. We need different strategies to address family violence. The assumption that all of these issues can be resolved as if we are the same, meaning that we're all white Anglo-Australian, is fundamentally wrong. This alliance is trying to bring a different approach that says diversity is an important consideration when we are formulating policy, when we are doing research. We need to understand how the experiences of migration, of settlement, of racism and sexism work together in an intersectional way to impact on those experiences. Finally, we have a voice that refuses to be silenced, a voice that celebrates difference and doesn't see it as a deficit.
This is a national organisation, and today it was the launch of the Victorian branch of this organisation. So this is a big country, so I can imagine there is a lot of work that needs to be done. Have you set up branches in every state and territory?
We have indeed, and we will be having further launches across the country. We've had our national launch, and we've done some work in Canberra with parliamentarians around that. We've had a Victorian launch. We've done our New South Wales launch. We will be doing this across the country. As the chair, though, who lives in Victoria, can I assure you that the Victorian branch will be the most active, because I think that the women in Victoria have the loudest voice. What an extraordinary, passionate bunch of women you saw here tonight, all of whom are going to work collectively, collaboratively to really raise these issues.
Which brings me to my next question. We talked about what is the Harmony Alliance, but who is the Harmony Alliance? Who are the people behind the alliance?
So the Harmony Alliance is actually formally auspiced by the Migration Council of Australia in an effort to also pull together peak body multicultural organisations. We are a committee, a national committee, made up of representation across Australia. Many of the women who sit on this committee are CEOs of refugee settlement councils, of multicultural councils. They in themselves represent a huge body of people, a huge constituency. They are women with varying degrees of expertise and experience in lobbying government, in policy development.
So who is the leadership?
Okay, so as the chair, I'm the chair of this National Alliance. In Victoria, of course, we have people like Carmel Guerra, who also sit on the board or the council as we know it. There are people from across the country, many of whom are known. The important thing I think that needs to be stated about this alliance as well is that we are one of the few that have set up a young women's advisory group with the specific aim of mentoring young women from migrant and refugee backgrounds to be able to step up and take over.
So what are you trying to achieve? What are the outcomes that you're trying to achieve?
I think one of the big issues that we need to address, of course, is family and domestic violence. Sadly, we still don't have any data to indicate whether we have more or less family and domestic violence. This is extraordinary in 2018. It is undoubtedly an issue as the fourth and final action plan under the national plan begins to be worked out. We want to be there at the table talking about integrating these issues. It's not enough to add us on to whatever issue might be talked about. The others, of course, are access to justice. Our legal system has yet to reflect the sorts of equity and equality issues that we're demanding. So another broad issue that we'll be tackling is this whole issue of access to justice. And I think finally, talking about intersectionality, that the fact that sexism and racism and various other forms of discrimination do come together in the lives of our mothers, our daughters, our family, this has to be addressed. We are not all white Anglo-Australian women. We do not all come from similar backgrounds. Let's start getting sophisticated about our differences.